The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome today to the feast of St. Mary Magdalene. And it's just recently elevated to the level of a feast. It's only been 2 or 3 years since they did that. Mary Magdalene, one of the most important disciples in the ancient church, and the very first person that the scriptures ever record as having seen the risen Christ. She was called the apostle to the apostles because she's the one who first announced the greatest news in history. "I have seen the risen Lord." Now, there's very little known about Mary Magdalene, but there's a very, very much speculated about Mary Magdalene. People think that Mary Magdalene was a prostitute, or people think that Mary Magdalene was the woman in the Gospel of Luke who broke open an expensive alabaster jar of perfume and washed Jesus' feet and dried Jesus' feet with her hair. But all that speculation, you know where that, this is just an aside, you know where that speculation came from? Came from Pope Gregory the Great. He was the first one to speculate that the woman who washed Jesus' feet with the perfume was Mary Magdalene. But in the Gospel of Luke, the woman is unnamed. And it's from that speculation that all the other speculations came. Like, for example, that Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. That's not in the scriptures either. You want to know why they think Mary Magdalene was a prostitute? It's because that woman who washed Jesus' feet with her hair obviously had long hair. Okay, she didn't have the short and sassy look, or it wouldn't have been possible. Now, there's nothing wrong with long hair. Don't get me wrong. It's just that in Bible days, if a woman walked around with long hair, that was a sign that she was fast and available. And not every woman who had long hair was a prostitute, but every prostitute walked around with long hair. It was advertising. And that's also this root of the speculation. You might have heard this before, that Mary Magdalene was in love with Jesus. That is completely a speculation based on the woman who washed Jesus' feet with the perfume, because people have just thought, gosh, that's an awfully close thing to do. Maybe she was in love with Jesus. Total speculation. We don't know very much about Mary Magdalene except for the fact that Jesus delivered from her 7 devils. Now, 7 is the number of completion, which means that there ain't a sin under heaven that Mary didn't try. Okay? She's been there and done that. And Jesus saved her from all of that, and she became such a close follower of Jesus, that she followed Jesus all the way to the cross. Now, this is a message of mercy for you and me. Because if that's possible for Mary Magdalene, that's possible for anybody. Mercy belongs to those who do not deserve it. And so you're supposed to look at the life of Mary Magdalene and think, gosh, what could you possibly be afraid of? What could you possibly be worried about when the Lord loved her so much? But that's all just by way of introduction. Here's my tiny little thought for you for the day. What changed Mary Magdalene's life was watching Jesus suffer and die. That's what opened her heart up to receive a great gift that God will give her, and it's also what opens up your heart to receive what God wants to give you. So the angel says to Mary at the tomb, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she says, "They've taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." Now, nobody else in the Bible's ever talked that way before. They always said, "They've taken the Lord, and we don't know where he's gone," or words to that effect. Here's the very first time anyone ever says, "They've taken my Lord, and I don't know where he is." How did she develop that kind of close personal relationship with the Lord, the likes of which have never been seen before in the Gospels? She learned that at Calvary. She learned that at Calvary. But that was for a purpose. It was so Jesus could draw even closer to her. So she recognizes Jesus as soon as he calls her by name. And the very first word she says to Jesus is Rabboni, which means teacher. Now, that's the kind of relationship she had with Jesus before he suffered and died. He was the teacher, she was the student. But now, after Jesus has risen from the dead, everything's going to change. There's a relationship, the closeness of which she can't even imagine yet. And it's going to happen after Jesus ascends into heaven and sends the Holy Spirit. The grace of God is going to make it possible for you to have a union with the Lord that's as close as the union between the Father and the Son. She can't even imagine that yet. That's why Jesus says, "Don't hold on to me. I've got a lot more for you than just a relationship between a teacher and a student." Okay? There's so many people, they look at Jesus as just one more teacher, don't they? Somebody on the par with Buddha or Muhammad or Confucius. Unfortunately, there's lots of Catholics who look at Jesus in just that same way. He's one opinion among many. But we want to go much, much deeper than that. We want to know that he is the Lord and the God. And he wants that too. And this is part of the reason why the Lord peppers your life with sufferings. Because it's suffering with the Lord, in a sense, going to Calvary like Mary Magdalene, that tills the soil of your heart. It makes it possible for God to draw even more close to you than you ever imagined. So we suffer many, many things in our lives. And as we do, we don't want to forget that God has a purpose in all of it. So as we live our lives and we try to persevere in all the difficulties, let's remember that we want to be able to say with Mary Magdalene what she said to the apostles, "I have seen the Lord," the greatest news in history. Let's pray that the Lord will allow us to see what she saw, and ask for her prayers to help us today. Saint Mary Magdalene, pray for us.